The Gulf Stream, tiny plankton, giant bluefin, and the amazing story of the powerful river in the Atlantic. By Stan Ulansky, the University of North Carolina Press, Chapel Hill. Read by Ray Grover. I winced slightly when my fishing companion Matt queried me about the effects of the Gulf Stream on the game fish that we were seeking on a charter out of a North Carolina marina. As a professor, I've come to expect, though reluctantly accept, almost a complete unawareness of the Gulf Stream from students in my introductory oceanography class. Even Matt, an experienced angler, had woefully little knowledge about the mighty, warm, and deep current flowing like a river just off the Atlantic coast. Matt listened eagerly to my explanation of how water temperature gradients off the Gulf Stream concentrate game fish prey, and how this powerful current affects all life forms, from the tiniest bioluminescent plankton to the largest bluefin tuna. In retrospect, there was a time when my own knowledge of the Gulf Stream was at best scanty, but that started to change more than 3 decades ago, when I took my first research cruise. Like the mariners of a bygone period, I sailed into the realm of the Gulf Stream, experiencing firsthand this relentless flow of the Atlantic, where cobalt blue water rushed past our ship, where tuna and marlin roamed in search of an easy meal. But my early sea adventure would not start off smoothly. I was seasick most of the way out. I soon learned that queasiness was no excuse for avoiding the routine task of taking measurements at sea. Called on deck by the senior scientist one evening, I was startled to see the bow of the ship aglow with a pale light. Little did I know at the time that large accumulations of microscopic plants called dinoflagellates in the Gulf Stream produce phosphorescent seas where the waters glow an electric blue. But my enjoyment of the light show was short-lived. The ship growled to a stop. A heavily rolling ship, a heaving stomach, and...